Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great show lined up for you here this morning. First off, happy Veterans Day to all of our fellow veterans out there. God bless each and every one of you. But also, I want to say a special thanks to the veteran spouses and to the family members out there. You know, as a veteran, it's so incredible. People are so gracious and thanking you for your service. And, you know, especially if they saw you in uniform at one point or another. But, you know, I'll tell you what, those family members, their sacrifice so quickly gets glossed over or maybe not often recognized. So I want to say a big thank you to the spouses out there and the kids that also shared in that sacrifice for our country, and let you know that you are not forgotten. And that we love each and every one of you as well. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, here we are on a Monday. I can't believe it's already Veterans Day. This one kind of snuck up on us with that big election last week and then all the big news that followed the election results. I was just thinking of it over the weekend. You know, we did our big show from Bozeman the day after the election, after the big election night party in Bozeman, where several of the statewide candidates we're in the House for that event. We had Attorney General Austin Knutson join us live on the program on Wednesday morning. We had Navy SEAL veteran and Senator-elect Tim Sheehy join us live on the show. I think that was on Thursday morning. And then, hey, didn't even get a chance yet to catch up with Montana's Congressman Ryan Zinke. I heard from Troy Downing, of course, as well. But, you know, he had a huge victory in the Western Congressional District, expanding on the margins from his 2022 victory for that Western congressional seat. Now he came in with a big win. And so now three out of four members of our Montana congressional delegation are combat veterans. And then, of course, Senator Steve Daines is the son of a U.S. Marine Corps veteran as well. So we're going to get a chance to catch up with Congressman Ryan Zinke here, a fellow veteran, on this Veterans Day. He'll join us in a little over an hour on the show. And not only hear his Veterans Day message and see who he wants to give a shout out to on this Veterans Day, but also there were a lot of newly elected combat veterans who got elected last Tuesday as well. So we'll get the latest update on the numbers on that front and what the latest numbers are looking like in terms of House control for the GOP. So Congressman Zinke joins us next hour. So does Governor Greg Gianforte. He's going to be attending a big ribbon cutting ceremony for a new Iraq and Afghanistan veterans memorial where they're having the ribbon cutting later this morning in Billings. And then we're going to, our friends from Yellowstone Family Dental are going to join us to make the big announcement. You guys heard about the nominations that we had opened up. They're offering $50,000 worth of free dental implant services to a Montana veteran. They have picked their winner. We're going to announce the recipient live on the radio towards the end of the show. So that, and they might have another surprise or two for us when Dr. Larson and crew joins us later on towards the end of the 9 o'clock hour of the show. First up, though, we've got Karen Pearson with the Adaptive Performance Center, the veterans-only gym here in Montana, first of its kind in the nation. She's up
next. Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's always interesting to hear how people try to interpret the daily gyrations of financial markets, especially now that the Federal Reserve has begun to lower the interest rates under its control. When market rates follow suit, they say it's the impact of the Fed. But when, as is happening today, market rates go in the opposite direction, they say it's because traders are anticipating the end of the Fed's rate cuts. It's a noisy, chaotic world out there, of course, with plenty of other things going on besides Fed rate cuts. But the disconnect between the actions of the Fed and reactions to the markets in recent weeks is noticeable. Housing markets in particular have noticed. Borrowers and realtors heave sighs of relief when Fed rate cuts look to rescue them from one of the worst years for home sales in recent memory. While the Fed has cut rates twice, mortgage rates actually climbed by half percentage point to 6.79%. The latter closely tracked the move up of the 10-year Treasury bond rate since last month as well. Bringing back the easy era of low interest rates won't be easy. I'm Patrick Bargy.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
What are we going to talk about now? I had one of our great listeners that I ran into at the Montana Family Foundation banquet in Bozeman ask me that question. She was from Helena. I said, oh, we're going to have a lot to talk about now. Look at what we just talked about on Friday. Wolves, grizzlies, bull trout angling in the Bob Marshall, fishing restriction, just an idea, not a proposal, in central Montana with the director of FWP on Friday's show. Monday, we got Veterans Day and much more to come. Montana Talk, statewide 9 to 10.
This holiday season, why wait in line at the mall when you can experience the magic of Holiday Nights at Zoo Montana, presented by European Porta Pots, November 29th through December 31st. Stroll through 15 million twinkling lights, decorate cookies with Mrs. Claus, and maybe even meet a certain someone whose heart grew three sizes. With millions of lights, cozy s'mores huts, and holiday cheer everywhere you turn, this is the ultimate holiday experience. Get your tickets today at holiday-nights.com. See you at the zoo.
In Montana, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 57.6 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 21,000 Montanans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $6.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to get to Karen Pearson with the Adaptive Performance Center here in just a second. But first, Bill in Harlow calling in on the phone lines. Bill, what's going on? What did you want to share with our listeners across the state?
Well, you were visiting about Senator Tester and what he was doing this morning and whether he was at a veterans function. So I was just at the American Legion in downtown Bozeman. And Senator-elect Tim Sheehy was there visiting with people. He's already hard at work.
Oh, that's great. Well, Bozeman always has – what an incredible group of patriots there in Bozeman that always, you know, do incredible Veterans Day ceremonies, Memorial Day ceremonies as well. So Senator-elect Tim Sheehy out there today. Well, that's good to hear.
Yep, he said he came down from the ranch last night so he could be there early this morning.
And had a couple of Fox News hits over the weekend as well. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that news. Yeah, I had thrown out the question earlier this morning, you know, hey, just wondering, you know, I know it's post-election, but still an important day. I wonder if the sitting senator is still getting out there.
Well, let's hope he is.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, Bill, I recognize the voice. Great to hear from you, my friend, and thanks for all that you and your wife do for our fellow veterans out there.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you for what you do.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, that was great. Always good to hear a friendly voice like that on the radio here on a great day like Veterans Day. Karen Pearson, another friendly voice on the phone lines right now. Karen and Mitch, they started the first ever veterans-only gym in the country, the Adaptive Performance Center. They launched it in Billings, Montana, and now they have an APC gym in Helena as well. Karen, great to have you on the show, and thanks for all you do for our veterans out there.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me today. And We're very excited about it, and we thank you for all you do in supporting us. It's been an incredible journey, and the support of so many of the people in both of our communities is what has helped all of the veterans find our services in both Billings and Helena.
Before we talk Veterans Day and just some of the incredible veterans you've gotten to know through your two gyms here in Montana and why you started this whole effort in the first place, you got to have Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller do a book signing at the APC in Billings yesterday afternoon. He spoke Friday night in Bozeman. He said there were 300 people that showed up, and he was amazed at the number of young people that showed up at the MSU campus to hear him speak. How did that event go yesterday?
It went absolutely remarkable. Stu is somebody that I have followed from day one with all of the things that went down with him. And the ability to have him at APC really impacted a number of our members. One of our members served under Stu for about a year. And he came, and he's a young man. He came yesterday, and it was so amazing to watch them reconnect. And then he left, and he went and got his dad and his grandfather and brought them back to meet Stu. And it was so cool because Austin's dad and grandfather both served in the military, so all three of them were there and got to meet Stu. It was amazing.
And Stu Scheller, for those who don't remember, when he joined us on the show or you didn't know his story, following the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, he was the one, he risked his whole career, not just risked his whole career, he lost his shot at retirement. 17 years he served in the U.S. Marine Corps, but he called out the chain of command in a social media video that ended up going viral, and for that, faced severe repercussions and consequences and lost out on a retirement. He ended up resigning his commission just all out. And so when he autographed his book for me, he signed it Stu Scheller, Lieutenant Colonel, USMC, resigned. But I think there's so many fellow veterans who wanted to get out there to show support for him, for standing up and speaking up for them.
I agree. And you made the comment about the number, him saying the number of young people that showed up. I think that he has had a tremendous impact on our younger service members when sometimes they have that question in their head about what are we doing? I think he has actually given them the courage to find some of their voices, and they look up to him.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. We got a chance to have a cigar with him, with a few veterans, and we had a number of Marines that were there for that as well. But we got a chance to have a cigar with him yesterday. And then I was like, all right, guys, we better let Stu get back on the road to Bozeman because he's got to speak at a Veterans Day event. And, you know, the Marines were having a little get together at the Den in Billings last night. And so, of course, they talked Stu into going there. So hopefully they got him out of there in time. Because,
you know, man, I thought about that. Him last night, making sure he got back to Bozeman.
I'm sure he did. Luckily, he had a driver with him as well. But, you know, when his fellow Marines invited him out to say hello for a beverage, I'm sure he couldn't resist. But But what it was interesting, at one point we asked him, you know, what was the reaction like after, you know, he ended up, you know, calling out the entire chain of command and went viral in this video. And he said there was definitely a difference, you know, with the higher ranking kind of more political folks, they would give him the stink eye. But he said while he was in the middle of all of his battles, when he would drive through the gate to get on the base, the gate guards, the young Marines, the young service members, they'd stop. They'd want to get selfies with him. They'd shake his hand. They'd give him an extra long salute, you know, like so that to that point about how he spoke to the young people in particular. Yeah, I thought that was a great story. All right, Karen, stand by. Quick break. Back after this.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's November 11th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Veterans Day, not to be confused with Memorial Day or Armed Forces Day. This day is meant to honor all those who have served in the armed forces. While Memorial Day honors the memories of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of their country, and Armed Forces Day honors those who still actively serve in the nation's military. Veterans Day also coincides with Armistice Day, which marks the end of World War I, which ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. Also on this date, in 1620, the Pilgrims made their first landing in America at Provincetown Harbor, Massachusetts. And in 1921, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is dedicated by President Warren G. Harding at Arlington Cemetery. If it's your birthday today, you share it with General George S. Patton, born in 1885, and author Kurt Vonnegut, born in 1922. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, then keep listening. You may qualify for a dual special needs plan from UnitedHealthcare. It's time you feel confident you're managing your whole health. With a dual special needs plan from UnitedHealthcare, it's not just health insurance, it's healthy living. You deserve coverage you can count on, so why not see how a dual special needs plan from UnitedHealthcare may help you get extra Medicare benefits? If you're in Montana, see your options today at uhcdualplans.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what I love about Veterans Day? And part of me is like, oh, man, I wish I could have Veterans Day off. I should have taken the day off as a veteran. But no, it's such an honor to be here and be behind this microphone. But my favorite thing about Veterans Day is hearing from so many of our fellow veterans out there. I just got a message on Facebook from a guy that I trained with and then deployed to Iraq with back in 2005. And this guy, what a great guy, a Bradley crew member. He was in Ramadi with us, but before he deployed to Ramadi, he was one of the prison guards for Saddam Hussein, and he's got an incredible story that we shared on the radio several years ago. So I just got a nice note from him, and just so cool. And then I got a note from Captain Bruce. Usually Captain Bruce, I served with him. He's a Navy captain, retired. I served with him over in East Africa. Just got a great message from him with some photographs from 12 years or so ago. So that's really the best part of Veterans Day, if you ask me. It's such an honor to have gotten the opportunity to serve with so many incredible men and women out there, and to get a chance to hear from some of them, just to have an excuse. That's the best part of Veterans Day, if you ask me. That's kind of every day for you at the Adaptive Performance Center, Karen. I could talk about just some of the fun and just the interesting, cool veterans you've gotten to know over the past 5 years now, almost. You're approaching your fifth anniversary.
We are. That part is amazing in and of itself, that we are knocking on that five-year mark. But we get the incredible opportunity to have Veterans Day every single day. And that is seeing the different personalities and the branches and the ages and the different conflicts everybody served in. We have current service members all the way up to our oldest member, which is such a kick in the pants. We have a 97-year-old World War II veteran. Aaron, he comes 6 days a week. The man is incredible, and he is so motivational to everybody who's there. So if anybody are having an excuse to not get up and go to the gym, if you're listening today and you're thinking about not going, we have a 97-year-old that comes in every day.
Wow, that's great. Well, and it just reminds me, too, as you say that, when we got to go on the Big Sky Honor flight, God, that was probably about 12, 13 years ago. I'm trying to think when we did that, maybe 10, 11 years ago, when we went on the Big Sky Honor flight, taking these World War II veterans back to their World War II memorial in Washington, D.C. I remember just being in the room as my friend Nathan Weens. Actually, I ran into Nathan Weens at the banquet in Bozeman with Riley Gaines last Thursday night.
Nice.
He and his grandpa, Mr. Bell, you know, he was the escort for his World War II grandpa. And then, of course, he's a post-9/11 veteran as well. But being in the room with these guys where the younger guy and the older guy could share stories and trade stories, that's kind of like what you guys get to see every day as well.
We do. And they come in and they sit and they talk with each other. And we have, excuse the barking dog, they sit and talk with each other of all ages. They can come in and sit and drink coffee. They come in and work out. But the coolest part is they sit and they just flip each other grief all the time. And the comedy going back and forth and back and forth about the different branches and all of those kinds of things, that is awesome. But it's also an incredible opportunity to watch a veteran who's having a particularly difficult day, and they can walk through the door and be kind of into themselves, not really interacting. And after they've had an opportunity to be around each other for a little bit, you see that person kind of come out of their shell. And by the time the day is over, the day is done there, they're laughing and carrying on before they leave. So we get to see them kind of come out of that shell and reconnect with something that meant something to them.
You know, by the way, were you at the Bare Knuckle Fight Championship on Saturday night at the Metro in Billings? Were you able to attend that?
I was not.
Well, that's all right. So I was there, got to see King Kai Stewart, Great Falls, Montana's own, defend his belt, defend his world title, and so many other great fights. But one young lady who fought was Sammy, who we got to train with at a boxing class at the APC. And she was tough in the class, 2, 3 years ago? But she was tough again on Saturday in the fight that she had. And so that was just a really cool moment to see that. You know, I think about what you're doing at the APC, and I think about what programs like Warriors and Quiet Waters are doing. And with regard to physical activity, I'm the type of person where if I don't move, my body hurts more from not moving than it does from movement, right? I'd rather have muscle soreness from exercise than the soreness of a bad back from inactivity. And if you don't move, you can't move is one of the best lines I've heard. Don't move, can't move. You got to stay moving. You got to keep moving. But I also think when it comes to combating veterans' suicide, I listened to the audiobook called Bad Therapy, written by Abigail Schreier, and she was talking about suicide and mental health problems. And she was she's making the point that the more we talk about all this stuff, the more we talk about suicide, the more we talk about all these mental health problems, the more we try to inject, hey, are you doing okay, into every single stinking moment into somebody's life, we're only making the problem worse. And I wonder if that ties in with veterans' suicide as well, that like, hey, what we really need are programs like yours where veterans get a chance to get moving, get active, exercise, and be with their fellow veterans, and programs like Warriors and Quiet Waters where they get outdoors, hunting, fishing, get out of your living room, get with your fellow veterans, and don't just put people into a room and depress them with some suicide presentation. Get moving, get active, get out there with your fellow veterans.
Agree wholeheartedly. I heard a great statistic here very recently, Aaron, and it was since the inception of 988, the new crisis line for, and you know, 988 press 1 if you're a veteran calling in for mental health.
That's a great line. I need to write that one down on the wall too. We need like a big poster with your smiley face on it and that quote underneath it.
Please don't don't throw darts.
Yeah.
Mitch, what do you want to say on Veterans Day out there to folks across Montana?
You know, happy Veterans Day. Thank you guys for everything. I know I'm not the only one, but we do appreciate you so much because I get to do what I get to do because of you. So I'm happy for that.
That's awesome. How are both gyms doing? Give us kind of the, you know, I guess almost 5 years now for the APC Billings and then APC Helena. You got to be going on a couple, right?
Yep. February 1st will be 2 years. So Billings, since its inception, we have served over 1,600 veterans in the Billings community and surrounding areas. Helena, we're knocking on the door of 700.
Wow. That's great to hear. Well, thanks to both of you so much for all you're doing, and especially, you know, one of the great things I've heard too is other veterans service organizations out there, they always have good things to say about the APC because you guys never get territorial and well, this is our thing, just let us do our thing. And your team players, you promote all these other veterans organizations and the role that everybody plays out there. So you're doing great things and you're supporting those who are doing great things as well.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's a community effort, and we all have to work together. That's what makes it successful.
All right. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Great to hear from you. Yeah, and go check them out if you're in the Billings or the Helena areas as well. Like I say, I did a boxing class there a while back and even got to bring, you know, we had the whole family in there one time, you know, and it was such a great time, such a great class. And now I'm like addicted to kickboxing and in classes like that. It's a great workout. And actually, it's really good for your back because it strengthens your core and it kind of actually stretches out a lot of those muscles as well. So for somebody with a bad back, it's worked out great for me because I can't just go for a 5 mile run like I might have done before. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're somebody out there, if you've got pain, whether it's pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back, well hey, get moving. Figure out a way to get moving. I would tell you that advice straight up. But also, look, if you got pain from arthritis, that bone-on-bone constant pain, I get it. You're trying to avoid surgery, and maybe you've been recommended for surgery. Well, let me tell you about an option that might work for you, something to consider, something to at least to check out. QC Kinetics has exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting pain relief without surgery and without prescription drugs. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now boots on the ground here in Montana. And you can get a free consultation. So you can just do the consultation. You can see if this is something that'll work for you or not. Why not, right? QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. You can call today, right now, in fact, for a free consultation.
Have you ever thought about what charities and causes the brands that you give your hard-earned money to support? Well, Pure Talk, my cell phone company, supports veterans. Now, this is a veteran-led company. It is their passion project, and that's why Pure Talk has alleviated $10 million in veterans' debt. And that's why they donate tens of thousands of dollars every month to help prevent veteran suicide. It's also why they just donated $50,000 to MicroWorks, providing scholarships to veterans learning the trades after their active duty. You get the exact same service at about half the cost, the same 5G network, the same cell towers, and you're also helping veterans. It's win-win-win. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. The switch is simple, it is fast, it is easy. And by the way, they hire Americans right here in America to handle the jobs to serve you. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Hey, if you have ugly yellow toe fungus, you got to hear about the secret 2-minute trick that I found for my husband. It works from both the inside and the outside. Thousands of people are using it to get rid of their toe fungus. You can check it out at crystalflush.com. Jake started off with a small spot on his big toe and then it spread and got really bad. His toes were nasty. It was so embarrassing. He was afraid to take his socks off. He hid his yellow and crumbly toes from everyone. He tried everything to get rid of it. Nothing helped. And then we found crystalflush.com. It was the only thing that worked. In just a few weeks, his toes looked amazing. He's now walking around barefoot again. You guys need to try this. I'm telling you, this stuff is different. It's not sold in stores, but go check it out at crystalflush.com. They'll even let you try it risk-free so you have nothing to lose. But whatever you do, don't let it get worse. You don't have to live with this anymore. Go check it out now. Just click over to crystalflush.com.
Hey, a lot went right on Election Day here in Montana. There is a lot to celebrate from Election Day here in Montana, except for a few, like CI-128. What happened there? So many of you are asking us that question. Here's what you got to do. Go back and listen to the Montana Talks podcast from Thursday's 7 o'clock hour. We had David Noble in the house. We took your phone calls and more. If you have questions about CI-28, go back and listen to the 7 o'clock hour on the Montana Talks podcast.
I've been waiting all day to get home and relax. Thompson Pools helps me do just that. My hot tub is ready to go for the cooler weather. The water is perfectly balanced for me to sink into after a long day. At Thompson Pools, they were friendly and educated on what I needed. Thompson Pools is the source for complete installation, repair, and service. They also stock a comprehensive inventory of hot tubs and supplies. Don't miss your chance to have the cool breeze blow against your face while your body dips into the most relaxing state in your own backyard oasis. Relax, refresh, and revitalize with the help of Thompson Pools. There's so many ways Thompson Pools makes my life easier. Find out how they can make your life easier, too. Thompson Pools on the corner of Grand and 24th, or call 406-656-8511.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I want you to come join me on November 11th. I'm going to be at Greater Good Health in Billings. So if you're looking for more options, if you're looking for lower costs compared to original Medicare, come join us at Greater Good Health. They're part of Humana's network of providers. We've got a big event coming up November 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Greater Good Health in Billings. Free activities. You can learn more about Medicare Advantage. You name it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, Governor Greg Gianforte will be in studio with us to kick things off. He is attending a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new Veterans Memorial in Billings later today. Plus, we'll have Congressman Ryan Zinke to talk Veterans Day, plus how many combat veterans were newly elected to Congress. We'll get to that and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But that ribbon cutting that Governor Gianforte is going to be attending is for a project called Hoodies for Heroes. Hoodies for Heroes. It's a wall honoring fallen heroes who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. We should have a couple of representatives from their organization should be calling us any second now. Let's see. No, Zinke will be on the phone lines. Yeah, sorry, I just got the message there. Just seeing that here. All right, let's see. What was I talking about? Let's go to, Francis in Big Fork in the meantime while we await our next guest calling in on the show. Francis, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
I just want to thank all you guys that served in the wars and all the different wars, second, third, you know. If we don't want a third, he's trying to get us in it. But I just want to thank all you guys, all you vets. I remember, even as a kid, this is showing off my age, but I do remember a couple things about World War II. I remembered when the war was over with and everybody was so happy. And I remember when my uncle got killed over there in the Battle of the Bulge. Mm. But, you know, though you guys are so tough, and I just got to admire you. You just make my face shine. And we got so many vets in the valley, and we just celebrated Ed's last night, and you know, it was fun.
Yeah, isn't it so great to see?
Fun.
Isn't it? You're right, in the Flathead Valley, just an incredible number of veterans.
And you got generals and you know, senators now and stuff. You know, I'm just so proud of them. And like General Valerie. And, you know, it's just so amazing how many people, like our pastor, Sean, he's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a neat guy. We got to meet him before we saw you at Northwest Parts and Equipment for our Columbia Falls show. You got to hear more of his story. It's just incredible. There's something about Montana, there's something about the Flathead Valley and the Gallatin Valley, but really the whole state of Montana, there is something about this state. We call it God's country for many reasons, but there is something that draws these veterans here to Montana in particular. So many veteran entrepreneurs that come here to start their businesses. I mean, you know, Tim Sheehy is just one example, frankly, of these incredible combat veterans who then become these incredible entrepreneurs and say, no, I'm going to start my business in Montana. And they've seen the worst this world has to provide. And when they come back home, they're thinking, do I really want to go to some city, some concrete jungle and be stuck in traffic every day and deal with a bunch of people who have no idea what I've been through? Or do I want to go back to a place like Montana where they love their veterans, where they love this country, and they share your values and they share your ideals, and you can still get out and, you know, still get out and enjoy the outdoors, right? So anyway, great to hear from you, Francis. Thanks for calling in. And let's see, we've got Hoodies for Heroes. We've got the crew on the phone lines right now. Let me see here who we got on the phone lines with us right here. I think we've got, is it Ken Callahan and Rick Baker? Are both of you on the same phone line?
Yeah, this is Ken. I'm waiting to see if Rick is here. He's pulling in any minute. Oh, he's right here.
Hey,
walk over to him. But yep, you got Ken Callahan and Rick Baker here.
Well, you're good. Yeah, Ken Callahan, you're the chairman of Hoodies for Heroes. So tell us what Hoodies for Heroes is all about.
Well, how about Rick's here? Let Rick tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll fill in.
So Hoodies for Heroes is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that really its main goal is to build it. Lasting monuments, tangible memorials to honor all Montanans killed in action since the Vietnam era.
Oh wow, that's great. And yeah, I had both a city councilman, Scott Aspenlighter. He first told me about this. He said, hey, have you heard about this Hoodies for Heroes? And then when I was up in Roundup for the big count on the big Support Montana Coal rally up there, I also ran into some friends up there that said, hey, have you heard about Hoodies for Heroes? I've gotten a chance to see just the wall that's under construction, but tell us why this is something you wanted to bring to Billings, Montana, and in particular at Dealer Park.
Well, Dealer Park was the perfect location. It's close to the airport, and it gets the most foot traffic. And really, that's what this memorial is about, is sharing the story and inspiration of these heroes. I actually went to high school with one of the heroes on the list, Sergeant Terry Lynch out of Shepherd. And my metal fabrication shop is in Shepherd, right next to the high school. He was part of the inspiration behind this whole deal. And when I started Metal Tech 4 years ago, I said, I'll have the plasma table to be able to build the actual memorial. And that day, Hoodies for Heroes was born. And really, that was 4 years ago. And 2 years ago, I met Ken Callahan at our first official event at Texas Roadhouse. And really, the rest has been history.
Brotherhood, absolutely.
Yeah. So today there's going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony. I know the governor is going to be there and some other local officials, first responders, et cetera, at 11 o'clock this morning. How close to completion is the project right now?
Well, the wall is up. We call it first phase. The wall is up. The 49 Montana soldiers' names are on the wall. That is complete. We've got some light bows to put in and some landscaping to do, and we're still raising money to finish the bricks and pavers and the bronze, the sign and the story to tell the sign and landscaping. But in all actuality, the memorial that people drove by and saw this big concrete slab, Rick has done his magic with his metal from Metal Tech and put out an amazing, one-of-a-kind, state-of-the-art memorial to recognize our fallen soldiers.
Well, I was going to save the governor for the 9 o'clock hour of the show, but the governor's already in the house here, along with the lovely First Lady Susan Gianforte here as well. Governor, anything you want to say to Rick or Ken here? I know you're going to see him later this morning.
Well, I saw him this morning down at Perkins.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be up there at 11 o'clock, and it's what you've done is phenomenal. I mean, we did not have a memorial to our Iraqi and Afghani veterans, and particularly to honor the ones that have fallen on the field is particularly appropriate. And I'm looking forward to helping you guys cut the ribbon later this morning and celebrate here the rich heritage we have in Montana of service to our country by so many.
It's such a great point, because per capita, Montana has one of the highest rates in the whole United States of America for soldiers. And this is a long overdue memorial for the Gold Star families and the battle buddies, the brothers, the sisters, the grandmothers, hopefully to provide them a place of closure or some sense of remembrance, and a place where people can come and pay tribute. And hopefully these heroes' stories will last forever.
And they were telling me this morning, not only have they been fabricating the stuff in his shop there in Shepherd, they've raised over $400,000 to make this memorial a reality, but they're still $79,000 short. So if there's anybody out there that wants to see this memorial completed, Rick, tell us how they get involved and where they'd send the money.
Absolutely. The easiest way is to go on our website. It's hoodiesforheroes.org. But heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-S. There's no E in it. And you can actually get a brick or paver there. You could make a donation of any amount there. Or look us up. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Ken's contact information, along with mine, feel free, is everywhere. Send us a text message. Shoot me a message on social media. Anyway, reach out. We'll get back to you, and we would love to have more community involvement and help.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break here in just a second, but Ken and Rick, if you guys got to run, I understand, or if you want to stick around with us for after the break, I can come back to you, because, I think it's so important that we remember their names, and I love the fact that you remembered the name of your friend and your fallen warrior, because, you know, I was at a memorial for the Yankee 7-2 and all of the fallen KC-130 crew members, and that was what they all consistently said was, say their names, remember their names, and it's so important. So it's so incredible what you guys are doing to bring that memorial to Billings, Montana, and particularly to Dealer Park. All right, quick break. We've got the governor already in the house. We'll talk more with him in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Stand by. Back right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Legacy media is dead. I said in 2007, journalism is dead. Legacy media is dead. It is done. It is gone. It is buried. It is over. And these late night comics, they're basically, you know, just start counting the days. If they're going to be off the air, it's going to be because nobody watches them because they're not funny. If The View is ever taken off the air, it's because the show sucks. Legacy media people, their influence is gone. This landslide victory on Tuesday, where he wins the popular vote. And I did ask many of you in blue states, please go out and vote, even though your state likely isn't going to go blue. A lot of you listened. I'm glad you did, because that led to a mandate election in this country.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, if you served our country or communities, there are massive benefits waiting for you. That's right. Current and former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers, you qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X. They are the largest online marketplace exclusively for those people that serve. Right now, you'll save up to 40% off the most desirable brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, North Face. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. If you want to save, you need GovX, and you join 9 million other members who are saving millions of dollars on their favorite brands every month. Go to govx.com, use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll get an additional $15 off your first purchase. The sign-up is absolutely free, no membership fee. Go to govx.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, govx, savings for those who serve.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
Have you visited Moe's Smoke Shop in Billings? It's the largest smoke shop in Montana.
The best selection and pricing of vape juices, handcrafted pipes, tobacco, and accessories, including a 400-square-foot humidor fully stocked with your favorite cigars. Open 9 to 9 daily and noon to 8 on Sundays at 1219 North 27th Street.
Moe's Smoke Shop, where passion meets selection.
Some of these products contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical for adults use 21 plus only. You might reach your children.
Brett's RV and Marine is having a Black Friday sales event. This is a huge inventory sale that will save you money all month long. Black Friday sales mean that motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and boats are on sale. Get the best price reductions right now. Get what you want in an RV or boat at the right price at the Brett's RV and Marine Black Friday sales event. And giveaway time, Brett's RV is giving away a brand new 2025 KZ Confluence. Just go to the Brett's RV website to enter to win. No purchase necessary.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, I got a great message on our Montana Talks app. This came in from Keith in Eureka. Dr. Keith Karpinski, a great Veterans Day to you. Excellent show. Thinking of all my World War II uncles and my dad today. Best to all my VA pals and patients. Governor, this was actually very cool. So, you know, I was traveling the state doing all these events, and we went to the North Point in Eureka. Great spot, right? And we're doing an event there. Well, Keith, she's an acupuncturist there and in Whitefish. She'll travel back and forth. But our good friend Fawn Mack, who's just a great veteran and a supporter of conservatives, and she went door to door for you and everybody else. Anyway, they give me permission to talk about this, but she whipped out her acupuncture needles right there inside the restaurant and started helping out this veteran. She's like, look, if a veteran needs help, I'm going to give them help. Doesn't matter where we are, what time of day, she's going to do it. How cool is that?
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Yeah. And we've been to the North Point a number of times. We've had receptions there at the back patio, and we've done veterans commendations right there. And it's been – and I remember the last one. It was standing room only. And that's one of the things we did today. We announced our veterans commendations for 2024. 50 veterans are going to be honored. I'll travel every corner of the state from Plentywood to Dillon to Lincoln County, all the way down to Ekalaka. And we get the veterans together in the VFW or in the Legion Hall and brings everybody together. We just did one recently in Columbus and standing room only. And it just brings family together. The gentleman we were honoring, his kids had flown back from Arizona and Illinois and different places. And it's a great way to say thank you to all the veterans who have worn the proud uniform of this country.
It's really cool what you're doing and recognizing veterans all across the state. And it's fun, too, because whenever you get family together and these veterans get together with their fellow veterans, sometimes they open up and talk about stuff they'd never even talked about with their own family members before. And so the family members are getting to see and hear a whole new side of grandma or grandpa or whoever it was that served and is being recognized as well.
Well, we were up in Plentywood here recently for a ceremony, and the individual shared how hard it was to come home from Vietnam and how things have changed, that the country now is willing to embrace our veterans and say thank you. And, you turn to a Vietnam vet and say, welcome home. It still has tremendous impact. You can see it in their eyes.
Yeah, I tell you, I saw the traveling wall, which is a recreation of the Vietnam wall from Washington, D.C., but they take it out on display, and they brought it to Butte, Montana earlier this year. And it was almost more powerful for me to see that in Butte than when I've seen it in Washington, D.C., I think because it just brought it home how many of these Vietnam veterans here in Montana never got to make the trip back to see their memorial, but they're seeing it brought home, and how many, and so almost even more emotional seeing it here in Montana than back there. Well, we've got about a minute or so before we wrap up this hour. The governor will be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour of the show for us. Let's sneak in a caller before we wind up the hour. Scott in Billings, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, first of all, a big shout out to all our veterans. I was calling to ask Steve Daines to please publicly support Rick Scott for the new leader of the Senate.
Yeah, it's come down to three names from what we've heard thus far. And, yeah, it sounds like a lot of Elon Musk, a lot of people in Trump's circle are calling for support for Rick Scott, the Florida senator over Thune and Cornyn. Here's my thing, too, is, hey, what about Senator Steve Daines himself? I know he said he doesn't want the job, but I tell you what, Governor.
Steve is a leader, and I'm thrilled to call him my senator.
He won back the majority for the Republicans.
He got it done. And can you imagine Trump being in office and not having the Senate? He wouldn't get any of his cabinet appointments. It is huge what Senator Daines has done for this state and our country.
It was incredible election night. All right, we'll talk about that and more coming up right after the national news update here. And then Congressman Zinke later in the 9 o'clock hour, too.
Hey, this is Steve at Rimrock Cabinet. Hey, we've got lots of things to tell you about today. One of them is we offer more than just cabinets and countertops. We have flooring. We have blinds. We have closets. That's right. Cabinets, countertops, flooring, blinds, and closets. It's one of the best places for you to stop to get the solution to almost any room in your home. So you need to give us a call at 406-651-8109 and get in touch with one of our professionals so we can help you with your next project. That's again 406-651-8109 or come see us at 547 South 20th Street West. Don't wait. We have the solution for your next project. Give us a call at 406-651-8109 or come see us at our store at 547 South 20th Street West. Rimrock Cabinets, we are your home solution.
KDUL AM 970 Billings, K277DS, 103.3 FM Billings, a Town Square Media station.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.